The WTNS Communication Lines gives you 2 hours of local news, weather, sports, and information. WTNS Radio gives you everything you need to know. We are live and we are local. And it all starts with WTNS News.
News.
A winter wonderland. I'm Jeremy Scott. The snow this morning looks like it's tapered off. There are a few stray flakes flying outside right now. Coshocton Richard Downing Airport Administrator Marty Dobson says the airport, as of early this morning, had received 9 inches overnight. Our unofficial measurement here at the radio station was 11 inches. The National Weather Service in Pittsburgh says around another half inch has flown since about 6 a.m. Coshocton County remains under a level 2 snow emergency, which means roadways are hazardous with blowing and drifting snow. Roads also may be very icy. Only those who feel it's necessary to drive should be out on the roadways. Contact your employer if you have not heard your place of employment listed on our list of closings, cancellations, and delays, and ask your employer if you should report to work. We'll have continuing updates to that list of closings, cancellations, and delays throughout the morning and throughout the day right here on WTNS. From the Coshocton County Sheriff's Office, these are the reports from yesterday and today. Yesterday's report: 3 complaints to report to you. A Coshocton man reported an overdose in the parking lot of McDonald's while on routine patrol. Deputies found a couch on the side of State Route 83 South, and a female reported domestic violence in the 19,000 block of State Route 16. Accidents from yesterday: Lloyd Horn of Walhunding was traveling northbound on State Route 206 in Newcastle Township when he struck a deer. Amanda Haynes of Coshocton was backing into a private drive when Emily Gephardt of Coshocton was also backing out of the same private drive and collided in the 2000 block of South 11th Street. And Samantha Hamilton of Conesville was traveling eastbound on County Road 22 when her vehicle went off the roadway and struck a fire hydrant. Complaint: to Coshocton man reported a burglary in progress in the 1100 block of Oak Avenue. A West Lafayette woman reported damage to her vehicle in the 2000 block of Chestnut Street in Coshocton. A female subject in the Meadows reported a male subject threatened to do damage to her vehicle. An Oxford Township resident reported a domestic incident. A Coshocton woman reported a theft in the 300 block of North 4th Street. And Jason McCurdy of Coshocton was charged with disorderly conduct. Former West Lafayette councilman, 35-year-old Craig Bordenkircher, will be resigning permanently this time from council and plans to turn the tables a bit. A dilapidated structure citation concerning a garage roof allegedly being a nuisance was earlier filed against Bordenkircher by former village administrator Chris Menapace.
I think that he had a vendetta. What that vendetta was, I can't say for sure, and I know I'll never prove it.
Bordenkircher says he felt targeted and citations were never given concerning a roof before. Judge Tim France on Friday handed down his decision following a December 22nd court trial where France said the village of West Lafayette, quote, failed to establish beyond a reasonable doubt the roof in question was in such a state of disrepair or deteriorating condition to be considered a nuisance or a hazard to the health and safety of persons residing in the vicinity, end quote. Bordenkircher may be pursuing legal action against the village himself concerning alleged civil Ohio revised code and constitutional violations of council members. Bordenkircher resigned from the council at the end of his last term. However, he was reelected to a term that was set to begin on January 1st, but he never showed up for his swearing in. I'm Jeremy Scott, WTNS News.
It is 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, 24 degrees currently in Coshocton. Good morning, everyone. It is time for the Communication Lines program, and I'm your host, Mike Bechtel, here with you on this wintry, very wintry Monday morning, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We are still under a level 2 in Coshocton County. We knew it was coming, but here it is, lots of snow on the ground and snarling up the roadways. We're going to have open phone lines for most of our program today to talk about whatever is on your mind. We will run down our entire list of cancellations here again in just a moment. One more big one to add to the list here, though. All classes at Miss Jennifer's Dance Studio are canceled for today. That one just in. All classes at Miss Jennifer's Dance Studio canceled for today. And when we do have a winter storm and lots of snow, many, many people have to jump into action, not the least of which are the crews that plow our roadways and treat the roads from ODOT and also the city and county as well. And we have on the phone to kick off our program today, Morgan Overby. She is the public information officer for the Ohio Department of Transportation, our region. Good morning, Morgan. Thank you for being with us today.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me. I apologize for the loss of my voice. Too much talking the last couple of days. But I'll try to give you all the information you need.
Well, how has this particular storm, and we did indeed get a lot of snow, Coshocton County under level two. Most of the surrounding counties, I believe, are under a level two as well. In the whole scheme of things, how big of an event is this?
Well, this is something that we have been anticipating for the last, few days. I mean, leading up to the weekend, our crews and managers were eyeing the forecast, trying to see exactly what the timing and accumulation of this storm was going to be. And I think that on Sunday, when it first started, it started as a wintry mix, freezing rain type, and then changed over to a heavy snow. Because of the timing of the snow, we did have crews in yesterday at noon, and they worked until midnight, and then another shift came in. So all across Central Ohio, including the Columbus area, and then this East Central Ohio region, we had more than 200 crews out still at this time battling this snow and ice mess.
How many crews are there available total? In the worst possible scenario, how many crews can be on the road at once? Is 200 that upper limit?
Around 200, but I would say for all of Central Ohio, including the Columbus region, and when we are all hands on deck, we're upwards to 250 crews. Now, the reason you're seeing that little bit of a lower number is because maybe some of the counties towards Columbus didn't have as many crews out as what we did here in East Central Ohio because of the amount of snow that we were expected to receive.
And now we had a heads up on this. We had heard for a few days in advance that at very least that we might be getting a winter storm. A couple of days ahead of time, it was a certainty. How does that play? And what I'm getting at here is how often does ODOT get surprised by something that maybe was unexpected or wasn't in the forecast? I know it happens to us in the media on occasion where the forecast doesn't look that bad, and then boom, we've got ice or some unexpected snow.
Well, I think that, no matter how much you plan, there's always some sort of, surprise or unexpectedness that goes on. I do think that the freezing rain that came through yesterday was a little bit unexpected, but we still had crews on duty even at that time. And for motorists, I know for something like myself, if I was out on the road, ice can be deceiving. It's not something that you really can see as well, especially if it's black ice. And, especially with those lower temperatures, you just have to be extra, extra careful. Even our crews out there. So like I said, they've been working around the clock. That heavy snow came in. And what people don't always realize, they like to say, well, I haven't seen a snowplow truck on my route. My route is covered. Nobody's been around. Some of these crews have routes that are 30 to 40 miles long. So if you could imagine, sometimes you may go through and take one swipe of the whole route, and then 10 minutes later, that route is completely covered again because the snow is still falling. When you have snow falling at the rate that it did, especially last night, the roads were going to be covered no matter what. Now that it's daylight, they have a little bit of an easier opportunity to start to clear the roads. They can see better. But when that snow is falling, it makes it very difficult to keep the roads clear.
What are some of the other particular challenges that the road crews face as far as the weather conditions themselves or perhaps other motorists on the road?
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of times there is less traffic on the roadways at nighttime, which is great. But they still have adversities because, you know, there are, okay, so number one, it's going to be colder at night. It's dark at night. So those are things that are more difficult for them. So it is actually easier for them to clear the roads when there is daylight. But the thing that comes with daylight is more motorists on the road. And unfortunately, you know, we do see people not slow down, even when the roads are as they are right now. So one thing, you know, we always are encouraging people to do, please, please, please slow down and give our crews plenty of room to work. A lot of people don't realize this, but when a snow plow truck is on the highway, something like, you know, State Route 16 or I-70, they typically cannot go faster than around 40 miles per hour. And they also have blind spots. So please be aware of that. Give them plenty of room to work. Slow down. And for motorists who do have to go out today, I mean, I hope plenty of people are off today for Martin Luther King Day, but I know there are some that are not. Please, please give yourself plenty of extra time to get to where you're going. It's going to be very important today.
From what you have seen and heard this morning, what is your assessment of the current condition of state routes in general in and around Coshocton County?
Yeah, so, I mean, you're definitely starting to see pavement in some areas, which is a good sign. But, I mean, you have to think, if I'm seeing pavement on some of those more heavily traveled roads, what do those other routes look like? Some of those secondary routes, or even some of those routes that ODOT does not maintain. Those, I would say, are going to continue to be somewhat snow-covered this morning, especially because we are experiencing high winds. You could plow a road, and then, like I said, 10 minutes later, if the gusts are continuing to blow, you are going to see snow on those roadways.
How much does the wind factor into it? That's kind of a miscellaneous question, but we had from the airport reported 9 inches of snow early this morning at 6 o'clock, but I can tell you the wind that blew up against my garage door, I had about a 2-foot drift up against my garage door this morning. What challenges does that present to motorists and crews?
Yeah, so, I mean, the drift definitely make it difficult because You're constantly working against yourself, it feels like, because you could go out and have your route completely clear, but because those drifts along the berm continue to build up and then blow onto the road, it creates a lot of difficulties. So that's why motorists have to be very cautious when they're on the roadways, because our crews are doing the best they can, you know, with what the conditions are, and so you just have to be cautious.
Morgan, you mentioned the crews. Generally, they have their routes that they are predetermined to follow, but how much do the individual weather conditions, how much snow we're going to get, regional variants, et cetera, is there a meeting? Who does the assessment ahead of time as to who is going to take what route and when?
Well, we always have, you know, a roundabout number of crews that are going to be out in any given shift, and we have 12-hour shifts. So, and when I give that 200 number, you know, that could look like, you know, Muskingum County has maybe 20 crews, but maybe Coshocton has more like 15 crews, you know, or something like that. But that's just based on the number of state routes and that sort of thing. So no matter what, those routes are covered. It's something that we... this is our bread and butter. I mean, we do it all the time. And so, you know, a snow like this, as difficult as it can be, our crews are very much so prepared for this because this is what they live for in the winter.
Well, Morgan, I want to thank you for spending a few minutes with us this morning. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners this morning about the snow and the plows and snow emergencies, et cetera?
Well, I just hope that the kids off school today and the folks who get to enjoy their day off for Martin Luther King Day can enjoy the snow. Our crews will continue on 12-hour shifts until this is all cleaned up. It could be a long day just because of this wind and these drifts. So everybody be careful out there and have a fantastic day.
Thank you for being with us today, Morgan, and look forward to the opportunity perhaps to speak with you sometime in the spring about road projects coming up for 2020.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
That is Morgan Overby from the Ohio Department of Transportation Public Information Officer giving us an update on the road crews taking care of the state routes here in and around Coshocton County. We have open phone lines from here on out, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. Give me a call. We can talk about the weather. We can talk about sports. We can talk about whatever is on your mind between now and 11 o'clock this morning. Looking for that first phone call of the day. For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Are you caring for a parent or other family member at home? College Park Home Care knows how overwhelming and stressful that can be. But you're not alone. College Park Home Care can help assure your loved one stays at home and still receives the personalized professional care they deserve. We help patients with medication or therapy regimens, with wound or catheter care, and much more. We focus on your individual needs, and we can help as much or as little as you and your doctor prefer. To learn more about our services at College Park Home Care, call us at 740-623-4607.
Tasty Apple, maker of the best gourmet chocolate apples, is now hiring for their two-week production period. Currently hiring for first shift, 6:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Offering 40-plus hour work weeks and attendance bonus will be available for those that qualify. Please apply in person from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Tasty Apple, 60810 County Road 9 in New Commerstown.
I'm Malcolm. I'm a commercial cash management specialist, but I'm also a leader and a musician.
At Park National Bank, we're more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number. You get personal attention and direct access to a caring, compassionate banker who respects and responds to your needs and goals. Find Malcolm or a banker near you at parknationalbank.com. Park National Bank, where you mean more. Member FDIC, parknationalbank.com.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service for the local forecast 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Mention this ad for an extra $1,000 on your trade-in now through the end of the month at Jeff Drennan Ford, 801 South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
Hey there, this is Chris from The Glass House. The Glass House is the area's go-to stop for all your tattoo supplies, horror collectibles, and tobacco products. We have the largest selection of Delta 8, CBD, vaporizers, and glass pipes. So stop by The Glass House at 523 Main Street. We're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sunday, 11 to 7.
Coshocton County is under a level 2, and we will remain under a winter storm warning until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Snow early this morning. Additional snow accumulation, 1 to 2 inches, is possible this morning. High temperatures in the upper 20s. Chance of snow near 100%, although it looks like the worst is behind us. For tonight, cloudy with a slight chance of snow showers in the evening. Near steady temperatures in the mid-20s. Chance of snow is 20%. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 30s. It is currently 24 degrees in Coshocton. Level 2 in Coshocton County. Let's update you on our list of cancellations brought to you by Coshocton Regional Medical Center and Given Dawson Paisley Funeral Home. Child Care Central Preschool and Daycare closed today. Muskingum University is closed today. Allwell Coshocton is closed. Tasty Apple First Shift is canceled for today. First Step is closed today. Coshocton Public Library and the West Lafayette branch closed today, and no items will be due to be returned today. So you get another day. Kids America is closed today as well. All classes at Miss Jennifer's Dance Studio canceled for today. Dairy Hut in West Lafayette is closed. Lunch at the Coshocton Elks is canceled. The Warehouse Restaurant is closed for lunch today. Freeze Medical is closed. Five Point Chiropractic, Coshocton Chiropractic Health Center, Dr. Schrickel, and Schertz Chiropractic Office all closed today. Dr. Magnus Carver's office is closed. Doctors Dunlap and Lopper's office and Advanced Spinal Care all closed today. Dr. Randy Kruder's office is closed. Liddy Scrapyard is closed. The Interim Home Health Office is closed until 10 this morning. Vinyl Frontier is closed until 11. Reed Family Dental is closed. Arndt Chiropractic is closed until 1. Dr. Patterson and McCullough's Vision Center is closed for today. Irwin Family Eye Care Center is closed until 1. Optics Plus Vision Center is closed until an hour after the level 2 is lifted. Coshocton AmVets closed today. Coshocton Eagles will be closed until 11 o'clock this morning. Crowtown Pizza and Papa John's Pizza both closed today. Huebner's Auto Care is closed. Main Street Station is closed today. And Sensational Styles is closed for today. Also, Haley's Floral Studio and Hannah Marie's Bakery both closed for today. So that is it. Our ever-growing list. We're under a level 2 in Coshocton County. And the phone lines are open right now. So give me a call. Let me know what's on your mind this morning. If you want to talk about the weather. And I know that there are people that actually looking forward to a big snow. And honestly, yeah, I'm not a big fan of snow in the winter weather. I love spring, love summer, love fall. Not a big fan of winters here in the Midwest for a number of reasons, not the least of which is the winter weather. But I know people that were looking forward to having all the snow. And if we are honest with each other, regardless of what you think of snow, when we do get the first big snow, at least for a day or two, it does kind of bring us together. We can't get around, do the things that we normally do. The schools, they were going to be out anyway because of Martin Luther King Jr. today. But things are disrupted for a day or maybe two. And if we're honest with ourselves, some of us, or sometimes we kind of like the change, something a little bit different. Now, it wears off quickly. After a day or two, it starts to get old, but rather novel, you know, from where I sit here, the entire WTNS morning crew getting in here early this morning because we know we got an important job to do. And I get to, as odd as this sounds, sometimes have a little chat with the people that I know that are calling in with their cancellations. So we can talk about that if you like. Once in a blue moon, not that bad. It's when it lingers. Like that snowstorm blizzard back in 1978. Remember that? It's always a topic of conversation this time of year. So give me a call. The phone lines are open, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. The phone lines are dark if you just want to talk about the weather. Doesn't seem to be snowman type of packing snow. I got here very, very early this morning, not so much because I thought I was going to need all the extra time to answer the phone, need a little bit, but I wanted to make sure that I could get in. And way early this morning, the roads are treacherous, and we're still under level 2, so they still are, although I'm sure that they are getting better between ODOT and the city and all the plows and road treatments. So we can talk about the weather if you would like, and snow days, the weather here in Ohio, give me a call. Phone lines are open up until 11 o'clock this morning. If you want to talk sports, the NFL yesterday, we can talk about that if you would like. Did you watch any NFL games over the weekend? There is one more tonight for the first round of the playoffs, and that will be, let's see, who is it here? Let me look that up real quick. It's going to be, yeah, the Cardinals and the Rams play tonight, and that should be interesting. The Cardinals, early in the season, they look like one of the teams to beat, and they've been inconsistent in the second half of the regular season, and well, the Steelers postseason came to an abrupt end yesterday as they were beaten by the Chiefs. Very likely the end of Ben Roethlisberger's career, and even Browns fans need to acknowledge that Ben Roethlisberger was one heck of a quarterback and had a great career with the Pittsburgh Steelers, so we can talk about that if you would like. The 49ers, and it was a good game. Came down to the last few seconds of the game, but the 49ers prevailed, beat the Cowboys 23-17. And a bizarre play at the end of the game. The Cowboys, they wanted to just spike the ball down so they could have one more play. But by rule, the referee needs to touch the ball first, and kind of got in the way and was unable to get the ball in place and set before the clock ran down. Would it have made any difference? Well, we'll never know. Tom Brady continuing to add to his long resume of greatest of all times as the Buccaneers beat the Eagles yesterday 31-15. That game wasn't even that close. The Buffalo Bills, they absolutely clobbered the Patriots on a Saturday, 47-17. And the Bengals and the Raiders, they had a good game, but the Cincinnati Bengals winning their first playoff game in 31 years as they beat the Raiders 26-19. And I'll be honest, I was a lot more interested in the NFL games this weekend than I thought I was going to be. Still got that bad taste in my mouth of the Browns not making the playoffs. And what about the future of the Browns? We can talk some sports if you would like. The Buckeyes men's basketball team winners yesterday over Penn State. So those are some possible topics. Let me grab all my prep here from the Associated Press. I got this date in history. Maybe we'll get to that next hour. A comic book page sold for $3.36 million at auction. One page of a comic book. And it was a page that featured the first ever rendering of Spider-Man in a black suit. Somebody paid $3.36 million for one page of a comic book. Every time I hear a story like that, it makes me want to go rummaging through the basement in my baseball card collection and stamp collection to see if I might have some hidden gem down there that could finance my retirement. So give me a call. We can chat about that if you would like, or whatever else is on your mind. Have you ever had that experience of finding something in your basement, something that turned out that was valuable, that was in high demand by collectors that you would have never have guessed? Old cast iron skillets and frying pans. Now, I don't think anybody's going to pay $3.36 million for one, but you may have a bigger treasure there than you think you do. I just use that for an example. Phone lines are open. And our audience, perhaps a little bit different today. Again, the kids and teachers were going to be out of school today, whether we had snow or not. But a lot of other people staying home from work today. And our lives have been disrupted, for better or worse, by the winter weather. So give me a call. Let me know what's on your mind today. We can tackle some of the big issues facing our community, or facing our country or the world, or we can lighten up and talk about what is going on in your school, or we can talk about sports, or we can talk about your stamp collection. I got some of my stamps out again over the weekend yesterday, and that is one of my, I call myself the man of a thousand hobbies, because I've had a lot of hobbies and interests over the years, most of which I've completely abandoned. But stamp collecting kind of laid dormant for decades, and then just a couple of years ago, got the stamp collection out, found out you can look up stamps, a lot of great resources online, and every stamp, every postage stamp has a big story behind it, so we can talk about your stamp collection or hobbies if you like. Anybody collect stamps anymore? Am I the only one? I did find a group on social media, but there's a group for everything on social media. So those are some things that we can talk about, but I need somebody to chat with. We need to get the ball rolling this morning. Let me know what's on your mind today on this wintry Monday morning, January the 17th. It is a Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So if you would like to share your ruminations about the contributions of Martin Luther King Jr., give me a call and let me know between now and 11. We'll be back right after these words.
Come shop for the latest in hunting and fishing products, or book that hunting or fishing trip that is so much needed in 2022. The legendary Northeast Ohio Sportsman Show is January 20th, 21st, and 22nd at the Mount Hope Event Center, hosting outfitters from across the United States, featuring seminars on hunting and fishing all 3 days. Buckeye Big Bucks will be on site to score that trophy buck on Saturday only. Log on to ohiosportsmanshow.com for complete details. Hours are Thursday, 2 to 8, Friday 9 to 9, and Saturday 9 to 5. Admission still just $10. The Northeast Ohio Sportsman Show, January 20th, 21st, and 22nd at the Mount Hope Event Center, State Route 241 in Mount Hope. Presented by Kidron Sports, Mahindra of Massillon, Extreme Parma Marine, Newhouse Outdoors by Affordable Barns, Sleep In Suites, 360 Hunting Blinds, WQKTMC-TV, and Alanovitz Bargain Hunter.
Are you dreaming of something greater? A college degree, job skills, a rewarding career? The Ohio Army National Guard can help you get the education you need to land the career you've always wanted. The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. You're eligible for the scholarship as soon as you enlist. Learn more about the many benefits that come with serving in the Ohio Army National Guard. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You make 35,000 decisions every day. Are your gambling decisions good ones? If you struggle with a problem with gambling, call 1-800-589-9966 for free, confidential support. Do you have a loved one who struggles with a problem with gambling? This 24/7 helpline also provides resources on how to support a loved one who may need help. Call 1-800-589-9966 or visit beforeyoubet.org.
The Scott Antique Market is coming to the Ohio Expo Centers this weekend, featuring hundreds of vendors who have collectibles and merchandise from all over the world. You can find furniture, jewelry, art, gold, silver, glassware, pottery, militaria, and much, much more. Just take I-71 to exit 111 at 17th Avenue to enjoy America's favorite treasure hunt. It's huge. It's the Scott Antique Market. Go to scottantiquemarkets.com for more information. It's the Scott Antique Markets this weekend.
The weather is brought to you by Stewart Interiors, your interior design center. For craftsmanship and quality in your next interior design project, choose Stewart Interiors. See Stewart Interiors at their new location, 520 Main Street in Coshocton, right in front of Sprint Print.
Coshocton County remains under a winter storm warning until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Additional snow accumulation this morning at 1 to 2 inches is possible. Highs in the upper 20s. Chance of snow near 100%. For tonight, cloudy with a slight chance of snow showers in the evening. Near steady temperatures in the mid-20s. Chance of snow is 20%. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 30s. Right now in Coshocton, it is 24 degrees. As you probably know by now, we are under a level 2 in Coshocton County. We are still under a level 2, and that means only those that feel it's necessary to drive should be out on the roadways. The roadways are hazardous with blowing and drifting snow. And maybe we have short memories, but this is the most snow I can remember on the ground and on roadways here locally in quite some time, at least for a couple of years. So give me a call. We can chat about that if you would like. We'll run down our complete list of cancellations here very shortly. But right now, let's go ahead and take our first phone call of the day. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Morning. Glad you made it into work safely. So.
It was an adventure, yes.
Oh, boy. Do you ever want people to give you old stamps that they have or even new stamps that are unusual?
Well, that would be a nice gesture. I certainly am not going to outwardly solicit that, but I'd be glad to take a look. You have
okay.
some?
Not right now, but I'm just thinking about that. So,
Have you been a collector, considered yourself a stamp collector?
Not really, except I save old stamps.
Uh-huh. How long have you been doing that?
Oh, a couple years maybe, and that's it. But a friend, I've been giving them to different people, and some do something with them and others don't, and I don't know which type of person to give them to. But anyway, no, I was just wondering if anybody else has some that they would be willing to donate to you if you'd accept them.
Well, that is a nice thought. I certainly would accept it. Also, though, if you know somebody else, perhaps a child that might be starting in the hobby, that might be a nice gesture as well. I first started collecting stamps when I was in fifth grade. And I remember that specifically because we had I forget what they called it, but the teacher had a hobby day or a hobby fair at school where we were supposed to show off our hobbies. And I mentioned I've had lots of hobbies and interests over the years, but really didn't know what to do at the time. And my dad introduced me to stamp collecting, and I really got into it, not only for that hobby day, but just kind of fell in love with the hobby. With the postage stamps, each stamp that you have, there's a story behind it. Plus, they're a little, you know, 1x2 inch work of art too. And I loved it. Was interested in stamp collecting for, I don't know, probably 3 or 4 years when I was a kid. Lost interest and have just recently renewed interest. There used to be, I don't think they exist anymore, but there used to be a stamp collecting club here in Coshocton, and I think it was the Three Rivers Stamp Club is what they called themselves, or Three Rivers. They would meet on occasion. They printed up envelopes and had their own postmarks, so it used to be a very active stamp collecting club here in Coshocton. Also, my grandfather, my late grandfather, he's been gone for a long time now, but he gave me his stamp collection, and we're talking about from the early 1900s, and he had a lot of exotic international stamps, and so that's a little bit about my history with stamp collecting. I did get some proofs, buy some from some of the mail order stamp companies. I don't specialize in any particular kind of stamp, and if you don't specialize, it can be overwhelming because there are zillions of postage stamps out there. But I enjoy the hobby. It's a very educational hobby. Add the fact now that there are all sorts of online resources. You can sit there in front of your computer, pick out a stamp, look it up, and it's not too hard to find the story behind it. These days I have to use magnifying glass and reading glasses and extra illumination, but I've got all that stuff. So it's a fun and interesting and educational hobby.
Okay, do stamp collectors only collect the unmarked ones?
Stamp collectors can collect whatever they want. I have some unused stamps, both old ones and new ones. I do occasionally buy a sheet of interesting new releases if it's something that I think is a beautiful stamp or interesting or significant. A lot of people collect the ones that are used and that you get on your envelope, so they collect both. Although there are some, I'm sure, that are more interested in used or unused than others. Everybody has their own or can develop their own specialty.
Okay, well, I hope eventually down the road, not for a few years yet, but eventually when you get rid of yours, that you find someone that is interested in yours. And you probably will, right?
I probably will. It's something, you know, with all of my interests, something that I would love to pass down to my kids or perhaps my grandkids. So as far as that goes, that's kind of where my thinking is right now.
Okay. Well, enjoyed talking. Thank you.
I enjoyed talking to you. Thank you for calling. Phone lines are dark. If you want to talk about your stamp collection and the Postal Service, they're not dummies. They know if they put out the stamps, little works of art, and people buy them just to collect them, those are stamps that you pay money for that's never going to be circulated. Free money for the Postal Service, and they could use what they could get right now. So give me a call. We can chat about stamp collecting or your hobbies, or we can talk about something completely different. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. Comic books. Never collected comic books. I have a few old Mad magazines, and that's about it. But I know at least a couple of people that are very diligent and active comic book collectors. And somebody just paid $3.36 million, over $3 million, not for one comic book, but for one page from a 1984 Spider-Man comic book. Not even that old of a comic book in the whole scheme of things. So give me a call. We can chat about your hobbies if you would like. We can chat about whatever else is on your mind. This cancellation just in, the Inslee Insurance Agency is closed for today. We'll run down our entire list right after these words.
A lot goes into keeping a precision operation moving. The inputs you choose have to deliver results. Dallaro Complete Fungicide from Bayer offers unmatched consistency and the most complete disease control available. Your corn and soybeans are protected and yields higher, even in unpredictable conditions. With Dallaro Complete, you get results you can count on to help keep your precision operation running smoothly. Always read and follow label instructions. To learn more, visit DallaroComplete.us today.
Meet FarmOp Capital, the lender who has reinvented operating loans by basing them on your ability to produce, not how much land you own. They offer unique terms, including early access to funds that give you the power of cash buying and the ability to market your crop when the time is right. Start exploring all the what-ifs you've ever imagined for your business at FarmOpCapital.com today. That's FarmOpCapital.com.
Tasty Apple, maker of the best gourmet chocolate apples, is now hiring for their two-week production period. Currently hiring for first shift, 6:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Offering 40-plus hour work weeks and attendance bonus will be available for those that qualify. Please apply in person from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Tasty Apple, 60810 County Road 9 in Newcomers Town. Have you been turned down for a car loan at the bank? The next time you need a newer vehicle, avoid the hassle and head to New Wave Motors. New Wave Motors has clean, dependable vehicles and easy in-house financing. New Wave Motors is one of the largest buy-here, pay-here lots in the area, and they help good people with bad credit every day. New Wave Motors can help you, too, with their simple in-house financing. Don't worry, get a great deal on a vehicle you want at New Wave Motors, 121 South 3rd Street in Coshocton.
Coshocton Regional Medical Center is committed to prioritizing the safety of our patients. That promise of better care is reflected in our achievement of a Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade A for safety excellence and a top 10% ranking for patient safety in the nation from Health Grades 2 years in a row. We strive to be the gold standard of care and have demonstrated that pledge to every patient with our commitment to patient safety. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most.
Papa John's Pizza has announced that the lobby will be closed until further notice. For all pickup orders, please use the drive-thru. And remember, Papa John's new location, 439 Cambridge Road.
Have you ever wanted a remote start on your vehicle? Well, now's the time.
You're as cold as ice.
Hi, this is Julie at Advantage Tire and Audio. For a limited time, receive 10% off installation of your CompuStar remote starter. At Advantage Tire and Audio, we have several financing options available with little or no money down at purchase. Give Advantage Tire and Audio a call at 740-295-9200 or stop by and see us on County Road 6.
Winter storm warning remains in effect until 1 o'clock this afternoon. We still might get a little bit more snow between now and 1. High temperatures in the upper 20s. Chance of snow near 100% the rest of the morning. Cloudy skies tonight with a slight chance of snow showers in the evening. Near steady temperatures in the mid-20s. Chance of snow 20%. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, lows in the upper 20s. Temperatures rising into the mid-30s after midnight. Wednesday, cloudy skies, a chance of rain showers in the afternoon, highs around 40 on Wednesday, at 40% chance of rain, so that's a little window of temperatures above freezing. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, and it's going to get cold again with overnight lows 10 to 15, and Thursday, partly sunny, much colder with highs in the lower 20s, and then it's going to stay cold for a few days. Currently it is 24 degrees in Coshocton. Open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning if you want to talk about your postage stamp collection. Anybody remember the Three Rivers Stamp Club, I think they were called? I found a list somewhere of members of that club from back in the 70s. I don't know if they still exist. And although I'm sure they could take on new members, so most of the people that are on that list back in the 70s are gone now. So is there still such a thing? Is stamp collecting as popular as it once was? Phone lines are open to talk about your stamp collection. Well, let's see what else that we have here that we can chat about this morning other than stamps and comic books and the weather. And how about this one? From cyber war to hybrid war. That's what Ukraine says Russia is up to. The Kiev government says Russia is behind a cyber attack that defaced government websites, and it claims the Kremlin has even more sinister designs. Ukraine's Ministry of Digital Development says Russia is waging a, quote, hybrid war against its neighbor. The Ukraine statement yesterday comes a day after Microsoft said dozens of Ukrainian government websites were slammed with malware that was disguised as ransomware. All this comes as the threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine looms, and diplomatic talks to stave off the assault appeared stalled. So your thoughts on that? The United States, not the only one that has a problem with Russia, with cyber attacks. So give me a call. We can chat about that if you would like. And another personal indulgence. I was asking last week or a few days ago when it was slow about smartphones. Mine, my first smartphone is over 5 years old. Its functionality is waning. I cannot load any new apps. Some of the apps that I have had don't work anymore. And the sounds reverted back to default. And what else? The camera on it has been not very good from the very beginning. And smartphones becoming, not everybody would agree with this, but nearly, pretty close to a necessity these days. You need to have an app, it seems, for just about everything, including some pretty odd stuff that you would not have anticipated. So anyway, my old 5-year-old LG phone came with my cell phone plan. I didn't have to pay a thing for it. And those days of the free cell phones are over, or at least they seem to be. And so I went ahead and made the plunge yesterday. Later this week, I will be the proud owner of an iPhone. And I realize the iPhone's considered by many the top of the line, the best that you can get. However, other brands weren't that much less expensive than the iPhone. I've been putting it off, just because of the expense. But they get into the point where my current phone is nearly obsolete. I can still make calls on it. I can still text on it. But I can't add new things to it. And a lot of things that it used to do just don't work anymore. So an iPhone is on the way. I'm kind of excited about it after the sticker shock. So we can chat about that if you would like, our personal technology and iPhones, what makes them that much better. I'm still a little bit skeptical about that, how much of that is status and how much of it is that they are truly more intuitive and better, more fun, more functional than other brands of phone, but I took the plunge. So give me a call. Phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. And I've got, by and large, I appreciate Apple products. I have an iMac. And again, as far as personal devices and computers go, iMac's a little bit more expensive. But I'm on my second one. And my first one I had for about 10 years. And I had several other PCs before that, less than just a couple of years each, it seems, before they get infected with viruses, lose their functionality, and be obsolete. So a little bit more expensive, but a longer lifespan as well. So we can chat about that if you would like. Phone lines are open between now and 11 o'clock this morning. And what is the oddest thing that you need to have an app for, or apps that you have on your phone? One that I still have on my old phone, my iPhone's not here yet, and I downloaded this one just because it made me laugh and didn't take up space. I think it's only like 3 or 4 megs, and it's called Watermelon Prober. And what you do is you load this program, and what you do is start the app and go to the grocery store, start the app, put the phone next to the watermelon at your grocery store or farmer's market or in your garden, and gently tap on the watermelon. And purportedly, through the sounds, this Watermelon Prober app will tell you whether the watermelon is ripe or not. I found its claims to be dubious, but I loaded it on my phone just so I could show it to people because it made me laugh that somebody was ingenious enough to do that. So what about you? What about the oddball apps that you have on your phone? Give me a call. And one more here before we go to a break and get to our cancellations. As you may know, I am a cat owner. I have 3 cats. One of them is my cat. The other two I inherited. They are permanent squatters. But I have been gifted a cat litter box. And it is a Wi-Fi enabled cat litter box. And it is self-sifting. And it is pretty cool because all I got to do is change the bag with the cat stuff in it every, 5 or 6 days, put a new bag in, and that's it. you know, put in some new litter. The days of scooping out the old litter box are over, but it's Wi-Fi enabled. I can get on my phone right now, and it'll tell me when my cats have pooped. And of course, that's something we all want to know while we're at work, right? But it'll tell you how many times a day that the cat has used it. That you can see patterns. You can see if you need to add more litter. And most importantly, it will tell you when it's getting about time to change. So you don't have to keep checking it. It'll tell you when it's time to change the bag and put in a new bag. Pretty nifty. Wi-Fi enabled cat litter box. So what about you? What's some of the weird stuff that you have on your phone? Give me a call. Phone lines are open till 11. I'd like to hear from you.
New cars are in high demand, and many dealerships are asking over MSRP to purchase a new vehicle. But that's not the case here. This is Craig Abner, General Sales Manager at Jeff Drennan, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Coshocton. Now through the end of January, get $500 off all new and pre-owned vehicles. That's right, take $500 off every vehicle on the lot, from the Scat Pack Challenger to the one-ton diesel truck. Take advantage of dealer rebates and 0% financing for up to 72 months on select vehicles. We are also offering $1,000 above fair market value for your trade. Stop by Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and see how much you can save this month. Visit us online at ChryslerJeepDodgeofCoshocton.com.
Health is defined as a state of mental, physical, and physiological balance within the body and not just the absence of symptoms. Therefore, health care isn't about waiting for problems to occur, but instead preventing problems before they happen. This is Dr. Gerald Arndt. Unhealthy lifestyle, neglecting your spinal health, is like never servicing your car and waiting to see how long it takes to break down. It's not a matter of if, but a matter of when. At Arndt Chiropractic, we deliver spinal care for healthy body function and nutritional guidance with affordable, high-quality, whole food and herbal supplements. If you don't take care of your health now, you will have to take care of your sickness later on. It's all about prevention. For questions or appointments, call Arndt Chiropractic at 622-4659.
Cold and flu season not only affects people, but our pets too. The best way to keep your pet healthy is to make sure that they have their yearly vaccinations. It's a simple thing, but it can help prevent serious viruses and illnesses. Pleasant Valley Veterinary Clinic is a full-service, small animal medical surgical facility located at 1710 Otsego Avenue. We offer 24-hour emergency service plus boarding and grooming. Dr. Jerry Butcher and his staff are proud to sponsor the Lost and Found Animal Reports on WTNS.
Got a notification on my phone, a little beep, and it says, time to change the cat box. It's full. 9:59 is the time. Phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. And a lot of folks, I'm sure, listening this morning that don't have the opportunity to listen on a regular basis, not the least of which are teachers and students that are usually in school, and a lot of other people that, well, can't go to work today because of the weather. So why don't you give me a call? Let me know what's on your mind today. I'd like to hear from you. Before we get to the news from the Associated Press, let's take a look at our list of cancellations, which continues to grow. We are under a level 2 in Coshocton County. It means roadways are hazardous, and we are still under a level 2. This look at the cancellations is brought to you by Coshocton Regional Medical Center and Given Dawson Paisley Funeral Home. Child Care Central Preschool and Daycare closed today. Muskingum University is closed today. Allwell Coshocton is closed today. Tasty Apple First Shift is canceled. First Step is closed today. Coshocton Public Library and the West Lafayette branch closed, and no items will be due to be returned today. Kids America is closed. This one just in. American Legion 65 is closed for today. All classes at Miss Jennifer's Dance Studio canceled. Haley's Floral Studio and Hannah Marie's Bakery are both closed today. Dairy Hut in West Lafayette's closed. Lunch at the Coshocton Elks is canceled. They're not sure about dinner yet. Freeze Medical is closed today. Warehouse Restaurant is closed for lunch today. They're not quite sure about dinner yet either. Five Point Chiropractic is closed. Coshocton Chiropractic Health Center closed. Dr. Schrickel and Schertz Chiropractic Office is closed. Dr. Magnus Carver's office is closed today. Drs. Dunlap and Lopper's office closed. Advanced Spinal Care is closed today. Dr. Randy Kruder's office and Liddy Scrapyard both closed. Interim Home Health Office was closed until 10 o'clock this morning. Vinyl Frontier remains closed until 11. Reed Family Dental is closed for today. Arndt Chiropractic is closed until 1. Dr. Patterson and Dr. McCullough's Vision Center closed today. Irwin's Family Eye Care Center will be closed until 1. Optics Plus Vision Center will be closed until an hour after the Level 2 is lifted. Coshocton AmVets is closed today. Coshocton Eagles is closed until 11. Crowtown Pizza is closed. Papa John's Pizza also closed today. Huebner's Auto Care is closed today. Main Street Station is closed. Sensational Styles is closed. And Inslee Insurance Agency is closed today. So that is everything. And this look at the cancellations has been brought to you by Coshocton Regional Medical Center and Given Dawson Paisley Funeral Home. Imagine how long that list would be if we had school that was supposed to be in session today. Well, it's 3 minutes after 10. We have open phone lines up until 11. And I need somebody to chat with this morning. I've been doing most of the talking. We had one caller, and we talked about stamp collections. I think I did most of the talking when she called as well. So if there's anything that that I've mentioned or that we've mentioned with our caller that you want to talk about, give me a call. If you're not interested in any of that or something else that you want to bring up, be my guest. 3 minutes after 10, let's get our national and international news now from the AP.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The massive winter storm that dumped snow in the southeast and mid-Atlantic on Sunday is now dumping on the northeast. Parts of New England, New York State, Ohio, and Pennsylvania could get a foot of snow before it ends. Tens of thousands of residents have no power. The National Weather Service's Mark Chouinard.
The highest snowfall totals thus far from the system kind of focus across the western Carolinas and the higher terrain there and across northeast Ohio into western New York. Both those areas have some totals 12 to 16 inches of snow.
The Weather Service's Mark Chouinard there. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Parts of the southeast were glazed over. Snow, ice, and high winds toppled down tree limbs and power lines. Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, even Florida were hard hit. More than 1,200 flights were canceled at Charlotte Douglas International Airport. Police reported hundreds of weather-related collisions, including a fatal crash in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Chinese President Xi Jinping says his country will send an additional 1 billion doses of COVID vaccine to countries that need them. And in a speech this morning at a virtual gathering hosted by the World Economic Forum, he took a shot at the U.S., urging world powers to dump what he called a Cold War mentality at a time of rising geopolitical tensions. The only spectators allowed at the Winter Olympics beginning February 4th in Beijing will be selected spectators, say organizers, because of the COVID pandemic. Beijing had already announced that no fans from outside the country would be permitted at the events. No tickets have been offered to the general public. The Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday March and Rally is this afternoon in downtown Atlanta. The annual Martin Luther King Jr. service is this morning at the Ebenezer Baptist Church. The city's mayor is attending, as is the Georgia governor and Senator Raphael Warnock. This is AP News. Now the latest on tennis star Novak Djokovic, who's back home now after being deported from Australia.
Tennis star Novak Djokovic is back on home turf after struggling to remain in Australia. Djokovic is back in his native Serbia after being deported from Australia because he was not vaccinated against COVID-19, ending his hopes of defending his Australian Open title, a playing carrying the number one ranked player from his stopover in Dubai, touchdown in the capital Belgrade. The tennis star's exit from Australia closes at least the first chapter in a dizzying drama that has resonance in the world of elite sports, Australian pandemic politics, and the polarised debate over the COVID-19 shots. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Gas is $3.31 a gallon as you start your work week. That's about the same as a month ago, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
It is 6 minutes after 10, 24 degrees in Coshocton. Open phone lines up until 11. And there are some days that I think we're going to have a slow day on open phone lines, and I'm not right about that. There are other days like today. I thought we'll get lots and lots of calls because we have a larger audience. And we've got the snow and the weather to talk about. But we had one call, and I'm glad that she did call. So give me a call and let me know what's on your mind. We talked about stamp collecting. We can talk about your collections or your hobbies, if you would like. Today is the perfect day to explore those hobbies, whether you collect stamps or baseball cards or comic books, or whether you have a more exotic hobby. So give me a call. We can chat about that if you would like. And a fun topic is there's so many different apps for your phones. Us old people used to call them programs years ago, programs for your computer and your phone, but they're apps, short for applications these days. What are some of the more oddball or strange apps that you have on your phone? There are apps for just about everything, and I can't load any new ones. My current phone had 16 megabytes of memory, and about 14 megs were used up by the stuff that was already on it. I didn't pay a thing for that phone 5 or 6 years ago, whenever it is that I got it. But that is about to change. My new phone will be arriving this week, and I can load anything I want on it. So what about you? I don't use my phone much for photography, taking pictures or video, but that could change with a new one, because the camera on my current phone is... well, it's terrible by phone standards, and from what I understand, on iPhones, the cameras are pretty good, but I got 256 megs coming versus the 16 that I have right now, so that's plenty of room, wouldn't you think? We can talk about that if you would like. Phone lines are dark, and give me a call. Well, let's see, we read the cancellations before we went to the news there, so let's go ahead and take another phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Mike, that's quite a scam you've got going there.
Okay, what scam have I got going?
This radio program of yours is actually another one of your hobbies, and you're saying to yourself, I can't believe I'm getting paid for this.
Yeah, getting paid the big bucks for it, too.
I know, yeah. But I find it interesting, Mike, if you really enjoy your job or your work or your career, it is kind of like a hobby. I mean, it's fun.
Well, in all seriousness, that is very true. You know, when you get to my age, our age, you start thinking about those types of things. And I have been very fortunate over my life. I had other jobs that I hated before, but. Yeah, I often tell people what I do for a living is I do the same thing that a lot of unemployed people do, listen to music and talk on the phone.
Yeah. But when you look back at your previous careers, I mean, I'm talking about everybody here. If they really enjoyed their job and had fun and enjoyed going to work every day, it may as well have been a hobby because it was fun. But a couple of the subjects here, young man. There are four young ladies in Congress, in the U.S. Congress. I think they're called the Squad. I heard them a few weeks ago at a news conference talking about student loan forgiveness.
Yes.
Two of them spoke on their student loan. One said she owed $175, and another one had to top that, said she owed $200. I think these young ladies get paid maybe $150 a year, I'm not, something in that neighborhood. And they're asking the government to forgive their loans. So I'm thinking, Mike, my two sons had student loans in college, and They paid them off. So should they expect refunds?
Yeah, and what about me? I paid off my student loan. Now, I didn't have $125,000 of debt, but, for forgiving student loans, personally, the biggest issue with me is why does college and a higher education cost so doggone much to begin with, and young people have to risk so much, put so much on the line in order to pursue a career that they have a passion for.
Well, that's true, and you know people. You probably know someone, maybe not directly, but you bump into them in school or maybe later. There are a few people that are career students. They keep taking out more loan and going for another degree or going for the master's or whatever, and no wonder they have so much student loan. They never actually get out in the workplace. They just keep staying in school. You've met a few of those guys.
Yeah, you got to start paying them back sometime. And I had I can think of two guys off the top of my head that I went to school. Both of them were older than I was, and I was in a fraternity, and this wasn't your yuppie preppy type of fraternity. We fed ourselves, cooked for ourselves, took care of our own house, etc. But it was a fraternity for engineers, architects, and scientists. So we had some pretty cerebral students that were in I wasn't one of them, but that was in that fraternity, and I can think of two of those guys. One I know is has a doctorate right now, and I don't know what the other one is doing for a living. But these were guys that one was a mechanical engineer, and the other, I think, went into computer science. I don't know what they are doing today, but however much debt that they took on, I am confident that they have been able to earn enough to pay off that debt and much more. But both of those guys were the type that you're describing, that they couldn't get enough. They wanted to learn, and know more. And I think the students these days are really in any era. When you go to college, there are some that are like that, just hungry to keep learning, and others that want to get to the finish line so they can start earning the big bucks.
Okay. One more thing, Mike. Well, a couple more things. I got a card over the holidays that had a dare in it, that I dare you.
Now, who would send a card for a holiday card with a dare in it? It's supposed to be a joyous time of the year and not challenging. So that person must be a real jerk.
what I thought of immediately, Mike, you recall when you were younger, someone would say, I dare you, and the other guy would say, I double dare you.
Uh-huh.
So what is the double dare? The double dare means you have to go first? How does that work?
That recall? Means it's twice as humiliating if you don't accept the dare.
Okay. Okay, and I see some names that I have no idea where the nicknames came. Why I can guess a couple. But for example, Roberts are called Bob. Richard referred to as Dick.
Uh huh.
Some Johns are called Jack.
That one has always puzzled me. But go ahead.
Jack Kennedy, and I know some Michaels that go by the name of Mickey. So was Mickey Mantle's name Michael? Do you know?
I don't know. I will find out during the next commercial break. I don't think he was. I've never heard that mentioned before, so I don't think so, but I'll double check.
Do you know Michaels that refer to as Mickey?
I don't know of any.
Okay. I have a good
I can see that being a nickname. Furthermore, to name somebody Mickey, it seems more like a nickname for something. Now, I know some women named Michelle, a couple of them, that go by Mickey.
Okay. Well, you know a lot of women. I know that. So, okay, young man. Hey, you take care. I'll talk to you later. And I know white people are calling in today, Mike. They were doing what I was doing a few minutes ago, shoveling snow.
Okay. So how are things up there in Clark Township, is it?
It is. Oh, and by the way, you forgot to mention that the Great American, it's not the General Store, so the Great American Ladle and General Store is closed today. But yeah, I'm guessing there's 9 or 10 inches out here. I get so much snow. I I have a small SUV in my garage, so my truck sits outside. So I'm not cleaning the snow off my truck today. I'm shoveling the snow off my truck, which is kind of a different way of doing it, I guess.
All right. Well, enjoy the weather. Thank you for calling today. 16 minutes after 10 is the time, and they're doing the news. I did peek my head out the window, and the sun was shining. I don't know if it's still or not, but when you have fresh snow and sunshine on it, it's pretty. It's beautiful. I will certainly acknowledge that. And furthermore, when we just get a fresh snow, it's novel. It's not as irritating as it is when we have gray weather for 2 weeks and there's snow on the ground the whole time. But we've seen it. We've had our winter storm. We're under a level 2 now, and the sooner the snow goes away, the better. It is 16 minutes after 10. We do have another caller that's been waiting for a couple of minutes. Going to take care of a little bit of business and answer that caller's Mickey Mantle question. We'll be back right after this.
When it comes to protecting your bottom line, who you have in your corner matters. Like a crop insurance agent backed by a team focused on fast, accurate claim service. An agent there by your side taking care of details every step of the way. You need an agent who works with RCIS so you can rest easy no matter what comes your way. Talk to your agent about your risk management plan or visit RCIS.com. At RCIS, we've got this. RCIS is an equal opportunity provider. Coverage is underwritten by Rural Community Insurance Company.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space. 18 minutes after 10 is the time, and we're under level 2 still in Coshocton County. Even though the sun is out, and even though that the plows and the crews have been hard at work, we are still under a level 2, and I am sure that the main arteries and roadways are better than they were 6 hours ago, but perhaps not perfect. And then there's the matter of the back road. So we're still under level 2. Be careful out there. We'll run down that entire list of cancellations again here in just a few minutes to answer our last caller questions. Mickey Charles Mantle. Mickey was his given name. It wasn't a nickname. That was his name. Mickey Charles Mantle, also named the Commerce Comet and the Mick. So that was his name. I am sure that there are Michaels that go by Mickey. I don't know any of them, although I do know some Michelles, a couple of them called Mickey. So there's the answer to that caller's question. Mickey Mantle, phone lines are open. Let's take our next phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Mike. I too am surprised you have not been flooded with phone calls.
Usually when we have days like this, we do get a lot of calls. But at any rate, I've had you and some other regulars help me out today. What's on your mind?
Well, I decided today when I looked out, I'm getting organized and getting what work done I want to do so I can spend the rest of this snowy day reading and not feel guilty. So that's going to be my snowy day afternoon, is to curl up with a book. I live in the county, and so it's not easy to get out. It takes them a little bit longer to get our roads cleared, and I have no place to go. So today's a perfect day for that.
I think that is one of the benefits for days like this, and the key word, without feeling guilty. I think most of us, if not all of us, have things that we really ought to be doing outside or errands that we need to run. But on a day like this, you can't do it. You can't go outside. You can't or shouldn't be driving around. So you can sit back and read your book or get your stamp collection out without feeling guilty about it.
Exactly, exactly. I want to put in a little plug for Capital One. I got a message from them about a little after 7, 8 o'clock, I'll say, yesterday, that there was a fraud alert on my account and what I call this number. And I did, and there was a fraudulent activity that they stopped because of how they're set up. And, you know, I have to do A, B, C, D, and, of course, I have to close out that account and they issue a new one and all that. But they take care of contacting the credit bureau and explaining, you know, the problem as to why we changed to a new account. And, I mean, I felt very protected.
Yes.
Because that a year ago I got caught in the fraud alerts when everybody was trying to get the free stimulus unemployment money.
Uh-huh.
And I somehow got into that. And when I went to the sheriff's department, they said they'd had 200 calls just that day for that type of thing. So that was running rampant last year. But so here it turned its nasty head up again, and I was very frustrated. But they walked me right through it, and, you know, it's like, oh, my gosh, I felt very protected because, you know, people who know a lot more about the computer than I do can get in and do anything to us. And so, you know, that was a good thing, bad thing. Well, bad thing, good thing. It ended up good, but it started out bad. So,
I suspect most of the banks and credit card companies, those that issue banks that issue credit cards, have similar policies in effect. And I say that because I have a card from a different company, and I have had a similar experience as well. And my takeaway from it is that if somebody does hack into my account, somebody does manage to get past all the security, my credit card company the bank is not going to hold me accountable for it.
Right, and that's a big thing that's very important. And I remember one year I went on vacation, and I kind of had trouble with my card at first. And so the next year I said, I'm going to be traveling,
right,
and here's the state I'm going to be in.
Right.
You know, I want you to know so you don't cancel my card. I'll be using it. And they're like, oh, you don't need to tell us that in advance. I said, well, I didn't tell you last year, and I had trouble when I first started out. So, you know, that's another thing. I still call if I'm going to be out of state.
I do that as well. The last time I did that is when I took that cruise and started in Europe and came across the Atlantic. And I don't know, I visited probably 6 or 8 different countries on that trip. But I do it. It just takes a minute. You can do it. There's did I talk to a person or not? You can talk to a person if you want, or sometimes there's automatic things that are set up. You talk to a computer. But just based on your experience and mine with two different companies, I would guess that is standard procedure with all of your major banks that issue credit cards these days.
It probably is, because, you know, with everything that people can do now as far as hacking and and fraud, I'm sure that a good, reliable company will provide you that protection. But
because if they don't, then you're going to close your account and go somewhere else.
Exactly, yeah. So anyway, that come up, and I wondered, I didn't hear early if you had much trouble getting into the station.
Well, I got here way early. I got here at 4 o'clock. And I, not that I thought I needed an extra 2 hours before sign on. I don't think we got our first call for a closing. We had a couple from the night before until about 5:30 or so. But I wanted to make sure I got sports and everything else done before the calls did come in. I didn't have too much trouble. The biggest trouble was getting out of my own driveway. I live in town, and I have two vehicles. It's my old 1995 van that I drive in the winter. I call her Old Nelly. I had snow drifted up against my garage door, and probably a foot and a half, maybe up to 2 feet. So I had to do a little bit of shoveling right away. Didn't have time to do the whole driveway, or I guess I should say I didn't want to take the time to do the whole driveway, but I shoveled a little bit of it, took a good look, make sure nobody was coming, got a good backwards running start out of the garage, and with hopes that I would plow through it and slide out into the street, which had been plowed. Didn't quite make it. Made it to the end of the driveway, but I was still in the heavy snow. So I had to rock it back and forth for a while, gun it, and my old Nelly van needs some exhaust work, so I'm sure I woke all my neighbors as well. And they're thinking, yeah, you did at 4 in the morning. But once I got out on the street, I just took it slow, you know, 10 miles an hour. There is one hill. I took a different route because of the I didn't want to come down that hill on Walnut Street there from Sacred Heart down to 7th Street, because at the bottom of that hill there are things that you can run into. By and large, I didn't have too much trouble once I got out into the street, but it was slippery. And it was, there's level two for a reason. If there'd been a lot of traffic, you slide when you stop for a red light, and it was treacherous is the right word, but I took it slow, poked in, gave myself plenty of time, and I was okay.
I'm sure it was an adventure, and people don't realize that, you know, the people we turn on the radio and listen to have to get there, and like you say, you allow a lot of extra time to do that.
Yeah, I went and got a new battery for my van yesterday. This is an old van, and I don't put a lot of extra money into it anymore. It's my old beater. I use it to haul things around. I have had old Nelly for over 20 years now. I think it was just 4 years old when I got it. It is a Ford Windstar, starting to get a little rust on it, that van has been very good to me. So is my car as well. There's only one of me, but I have two vehicles, and they each have their own purpose, and I'm going to keep driving this van until it just doesn't run anymore.
It's
perfect for days like this.
Yes. If you put a dent in that one, you're not going to be upset.
Oh, it already has plenty of dents in it. It's the vehicle that my youngest daughter learned to drive in.
Well, she helped him along.
She helped him along, yeah. And to truth be known, I put one or two dents in it myself.
Yeah. Well, a day like today, you can use the excuse of the weather. So.
That's right.
Yeah, so that works. So, okay, well, listen, I hope the rest of the morning you get a few more phone calls.
We have two waiting. Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
All right. It is at 10:28. Phone lines are open till 11 o'clock. Well, we're just chit-chatting this morning, aren't we? So what about you? We can talk about driving around in the weather. Level two. So I don't want to make it sound like it was all a picnic at driving in this morning. Drove very, very slowly. I got to get here to sign on the radio station and to get things going. Jeremy and a couple other morning crew here early as well. So we got you covered. It is 10:29. Let's take our next phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. This weather is the worst that our son has ever seen. He got called out at midnight and then back at 7, and he takes care of the equipment for the county engineers. But I wanted to say, Mike, what do you remember about the blizzard? It was in January, lasted 25th, 26th, and 27th. Now, around us was out of power, but we weren't, and we cooked in the fireplace in the old iron, cast iron stuff. We had a lot of fun, the kids, and we played the board game. So...
Yeah,
what do you remember about that?
1978, and I remember school was closed for well over a week, maybe close to 2 weeks. And I remember building big forts and digging. There was so much snow. The blizzard itself. I was a paper boy. I delivered the Coshocton Tribune, and it was the one time, and I think it's the only time it was on a. That my dad took me out, and I got in and out of the car to deliver papers. But everybody got their paper on time as quickly as possible. You know, it slowed down the delivery of the bundles a bit. So I remember delivering papers in it. Typically on my paper route, I would ride a bicycle, but I remember going at least 2 weeks or more We had to hoof it, and it takes a lot longer when you're walking it rather than ride a bike. I do remember all the snow. I remember that it got pretty stressful after a while, not just for me, but for everybody. In fact, that was kind of the inspiration, the comments I made earlier. It's kind of nice. It's kind of fun. It's something different when we have something like this, and it just lasts for a day or two, and we get back to normal. But much longer than a day or two or three, and it starts to stress us out, and that was a stressful time across the state of Ohio and across the area that was impacted by the blizzard. There were those that lost their lives because of it.
Yes, I know that. Now, we were snowed in because we live, our land's more than a quarter of a mile long, and we were snowed in for over a week, and then our son came over, neighbor, and cleaned us out. Now, he's going to come later when he gets off work today and clean us out again. Because it's not done snowing yet today, they said. I don't know. We got 11 inches so far.
Yeah. Did you measure it there, or is that you just...
That's what the radio says.
Yeah,
no,
that's
I
what,
haven't.
That's
Dan's
what...
getting out the shovel a little to walk, and he's going to measure it.
Yeah, the airport administrator this morning said 9 inches up at the airport. That was 6 a.m., Jeremy went out and took a look, and he said unofficially about 11 inches here at the radio station. I just eyeballed it, and I can tell you it's every bit of that 11 inches just based on where it was shoveled. And there are probably some spots in the county or in the listening area that got even more than that.
Yeah, now our daughter lives in Lima, and they were not getting anything.
Right.
Today.
Northwest sliver of the state, they didn't get anything or got very little. Northwest got nothing, and the farther down south and east you go, the more that they got. There were a couple of counties earlier this morning. I don't know still whether they still are or not, but there were a couple of counties that were under a level 3. Athens County was one of them.
Wow, that's a lot.
Well, and level 3, it takes a lot for a sheriff for a county to declare a level 3.
Yeah, you want to make sure you got your heat coming in. We have propane and we have fuel, so we're okay.
Yeah.
But they couldn't get in if we were out. They could not get in up our hill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the night. They couldn't make it. But we have plenty, and David will come and clean us out. So... you have a good day, Mike.
Well, you too. Thank you for calling. 10:33 is the time, and this snow that we had this morning, as much snow as we had, in fact, we're under a level 2, this looks like a few flurries compared to the blizzard of 1978 or the great blizzard of 1978. It was a historic winter storm. It struck the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes regions, and that was Wednesday, January the 25th. Through Friday, January the 27th, often cited as one of the most severe blizzards in U.S. history. My memories are fuzzy, but I do remember all the snow. And in fact, it was the third lowest non-tropical atmospheric pressure ever recorded in the mainland United States as the storm passed over Mount Clemens, Michigan, where the barometer fell to 28.23 in mercury, 28. So it's a little bit about the Great Blizzard of 1978, but what do you remember about it? I know that there are a lot of stories of heroism locally and across the region affected by the blizzard, so we can talk about that if you would like. We are under a level 2 here in Coshocton County, and I'll get to those. Update our list of cancellations here in just a minute. Let's take another phone call now, though. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Mike.
Morning.
Did you know cowboys could lay eggs?
I know where you're going with this. So we're talking some football here, right?
You're right.
Uh-huh. It was an entertaining game, though, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And, you know, they have all kind of instructions that's supposed to teach these guys what to do in different situations. And that situation yesterday, at the end of that game, apparently, Dak Prescott did not catch that part in class.
Well, and just so the listeners know what we're talking about, the Cowboys were driving at the end of the game. It was in the final seconds. They ran a play. The clock was winding down. The Cowboys scrambling up to the line with the intention of spiking the ball before the clock hit zero and having time for one more play. One of the rules, which I learned after the fact, and you're right, the professional football player should already know it, is that the official needs to touch the ball and spot the ball before the play can take place. And Dak Prescott and I think what did he try to hike the ball before the official touched it? Whatever the case, the clock ran down before the official touched it, although that official did seem to be right in the middle of things at the time, and game over. And if things had been done a little bit differently, they might have had one more play. Who knows what would have happened, but they were close enough to the end zone that it was a distinct possibility that they could have scored.
Right. And to go along with that, earlier in the year, when the COVID to me is not going to go away for years, let's say. But beginning in the football season, the guy that team that had the ball in the pros and the college did not have to give the ball to the referees or whoever. The guy that was going to center the ball, he had the ball. He took it to the huddle. He carried it back to the line of scrimmage, and the officials never touched it.
Yeah.
But now, like you said there, I didn't know it was automatic that the officials had to touch that ball.
Yeah, I didn't know that until the discussion after the play.
There's so many little intricacies that, if you don't stay up on this stuff in any way, you can learn things every day.
Well, and I would agree with you that there are a lot of rules and a lot of subtleties to it, but by the same token, all those rules and subtleties is something that you would expect a professional football player to know.
That's exactly right. You know, if I was a union worker in the city of Coshocton for 41 and a half years, even though I was a union person, if I made a bad mistake in the company, for the company I worked for, they could fire me. And the union could argue, and they may get your job back, and they may not. Well, them situations like that, I think Jerry Jones is the one team we're talking about. But I think he's too proud to try to do that, even though he's worth billion or whatever. But if they would do that, they probably would get these guys' attention more in practice and in pre-seasons. I mean, yep. If you came to work and made a big boo-boo, I'm sure your boss would want to talk to you. And you'd probably have a chance to reconcile the problem. And if you made the boo-boo too many times, you would not be doing your job.
Yeah, and also, and I don't know what Jerry Jones or the coach, what kind of conversation they had with Dak Prescott afterwards. But professionally, you would expect those things to be done in private rather than publicly.
Well, yeah, you know, they show the owners quite often during the games, and when their team is winning, they do show them. When them teams lose, they don't show them owners. And I don't know if that's a unwritten rule or what, but I know he's proud man that he owns a team. He should be. But if he's happy when they're winning, he should have a fairly logical response when he loses. And I'd love to have a tape of him after the game, or the owners after their games are over, in games they were expected to win and should have, and but it's just crazy, you know. And I'm a sports nut, and I complain about it, but I'm going to watch the very next game that's on. So
well, and me too. And to tell you the truth, I was only lukewarm about the playoffs, and there were several teams this weekend. 49ers really not one of them, but the Bengals looked pretty good against the Raiders. The Bills just crushed the Patriots, and I thought that was kind of surprising. The Buccaneers, the Tom Brady saga continues. They handily beat the Eagles 31-15, and the Eagles, they got a couple of junk scores late in the game. It wasn't even that close. And then the Chiefs handled the Steelers yesterday. All four of those teams are looking pretty good, and I'm excited to see them play each other.
I am too. Well, I want to thank you, and you have a good day.
You too. Thanks for calling. It is 10:42. Phone lines are open between now and 11 o'clock this morning. And Dak Prescott, and how much does the brunt of the Cowboys' loss hinge on that play at the end of the game? I don't know. But as far as the rules go, yeah, I would be of the opinion that all your players, especially your quarterback, should know the rules, even the subtleties of the rules in and out. You're making millions of dollars playing football. Got to know what the rules are. And we do have a couple of callers waiting. But let's run down our list of cancellations once again, brought to you by Coshocton Regional Medical Center and Given Dawson Paisley Funeral Home. Child Care Central Preschool and Daycare are closed today. Muskingum University is closed. Allwell Coshocton is closed today. Tasty Apple First Shift is canceled for today. First Step is closed. Coshocton Public Library and the West Lafayette Branch closed today. No items will be due to be returned today. Kids America is closed today as well. This one just in, the Eagles Lodge Kitchen is closed today. American Legion 65 is closed today. Excuse me. All classes at Miss Jennifer's Dance Studio are canceled. Haley's Floral Studio and Hannah Marie's Bakery are both closed for today. The Dairy Hut in West Lafayette is closed today. Lunch at the Coshocton Elks is canceled. The Warehouse Steak and Stein is closed for lunch today. Freeze Medical is closed. Five Point Chiropractic, Coshocton Chiropractic Health Center, Dr. Schrickel and Schertz Chiropractic Office, and Dr. Magnus Carver's office, they are all closed today. Doctors Dunlap and Lopper's office closed. Advanced Spinal Care is closed. Dr. Randy Kruder's office is closed today. Liddy Scrapyard is closed. Vinyl Frontier, they're closed until 11 this morning. Reed Family Dental is closed today. Arndt Chiropractic is closed. Doctors Patterson and McCullough's Vision Center closed today. Irwin's Family Eye Care Center is closed until 1. Optics Plus Vision Center is closed until 1 hour after the Level 2 is lifted. Coshocton AmVets is closed. Coshocton Eagles will be closed until 11 this morning. And again, the Eagles Lodge Kitchen is closed today. Crowtown Pizza is closed. Papa John's Pizza is closed. Huebner's Auto Care also closed today. Main Street Station is closed. Sensational Styles is closed. And the Inslee Insurance Agency is closed today. That is everything. This look at the cancellations has been brought to you by Coshocton Regional Medical Center and Given Dawson Paisley Funeral Home. Coshocton County remains under a level 2. We'll get back to the phones in a jiffy.
Tasty Apple, maker of the best gourmet chocolate apples, is now hiring for their two-week production period. Currently hiring for first shift, 6:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Offering 40-plus hour work weeks and attendance bonus will be available for those that qualify. Please apply in person from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Tasty Apple, 60810 County Road 9 in Newcomers Town.
Hello, Coshocton County. This is Carly Thompson from HER Realtors Coshocton office wishing you a very happy new year. With real estate values remaining high, now is a great time to see what your property is worth in today's market. Give me a call at 740-202-0258 or feel free to stop into the Thompson Business Center at 550 Main Street in Coshocton. Again, happy new year from our HER family to yours.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service for the local forecast 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Mention this ad for an extra $1,000 on your trade-in now through the end of the month at Jeff Drennan Ford, 801 South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Mother Nature is both beautiful and powerful. At Dean's Jewelry, we think diamonds are too. That's why we've created our Force of Nature diamond collection. They sparkle and flash like lightning, cause eyes to rain tears of joy, and may even make the earth move. Fire, air, earth, water, light, or ether. Which diamond will speak to you? Find out. Come and see our exclusive Force of Nature diamond collection at Dean's Jewelry, Coshocton and Mount Vernon.
Hi, this is Mary Lou from Valley ATV Polaris, a preferred partner for Polaris. 2022 Polaris Rangers, Razors, and Sportsmans are on sale at Valley ATV in Danville. Order yours now at Valley ATV Polaris on Jellaway Road in Danville, where you can test drive in the dirt before you buy.
Or go to valleyatv.com. See Valley ATV Polaris for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Coshocton County remains under a winter storm warning until 1 o'clock this afternoon. The worst is behind us, though, and we are still under a level 2. Snow early this morning, additional snow accumulation 1 to 2 inches is possible. Highs in the upper 20s, chance of snow near 100% today. Cloudy tonight, slight chance of snow showers in the evening. Near steady temperatures in the mid-20s, chance of snow is 20%. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, highs in the lower 30s. Right now it is 25 degrees in Coshocton as we remain under a level 2 in Coshocton County. It is 10:48. Let's take our next phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm back. You were talking about what you collect. Now, my husband collected stamps, but we collect Jones metal and Jones Xylon enamelware. And it's the next thing to impossible to find it. We've got over 400 pieces between the museum and here at the house.
Yeah.
But next thing to impossible to find a piece of it.
Right, yeah, and that is a, that's one of those, you know, you can find all the stamps and baseball cards and comic books you want, but, that's a very, specialized collection that you have there, and it's, impressive. I've seen what you have at the, museum, and, that's something that it takes some effort and some work to amass a collection.
Yeah, no, we have got some beautiful pieces, more enameling. It has an apple on it and roses. It's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And then some of it's black and white, too. But we started collecting in 83. We was on the plane to Amarillo, Texas to see our daughter and son-in-law. And we got down there, and we were in the antique shops. And the first time tripper down, we found the piece, and then we went down the next summer and we found another piece. And that's what started the collection.
Uh-huh.
Right there.
About how many pieces would you estimate that you have?
About 400.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the museum and here at the house. And the ones at the house is, got roses on and, apples. And I think there might be a couple pieces in the museum that's got that on.
Now, was that enamelware? Was this like plates and things we eat off of?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Xylon, and then, of course, Jones metal was bedpans and irrigators.
I have a picture of your husband holding a bedpan. It was at the museum several years ago when you were on the Fall Foliage Tour. Remember that?
Right, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that started it, and so we look everywhere we go, and for peace, but we've never found any. Now, it used to be you could find them. One day he came home from an auction, he had a half truckload, but we haven't found any for a long time, and I wish we would.
So where do you even look for something like that?
Well, in the antique shop.
Okay.
Now, and our kids, Dan was wondering what he would do with it, and it's up to the kids what they'll do with it.
Right.
Yes, we have three, so we have four grandkids, so maybe they can divide it up. We'll see. Now, Lloyd Griff has got a whole garage full, and his is beautiful. He's got a lot prettier pieces than we do. But, of course, he's gone now, but his wife still lives there, and she wanted to sell the collection all at once, but I don't know if she ever did or not, because I hadn't talked to her.
Is that museum still open to the public?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's open as long as Terry's in there.
Okay.
But if you want to see it, you know, after they close, call and they'll do it. But he sold that building, so we don't know what's going to happen. Notary's in there, and we don't know what's going to happen with it.
Yeah.
So hopefully whoever bought it will let us. Well, he won't take any money for it, but we would gladly pay, you know, to keep it there. There's a lot in there. It's really full. Really, really full. And we have five big trains of the troop train wreck. And we have Al Williams, one of the survivors. We have his hat and coat and in the museum, too. So, that's it, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you for calling again. 10:52 is the time, and her collection and her husband's collection of products from Jones Metal and Jones Xylon, and a wide variety of different enamelware products, and many of them can be seen in that museum on Main Street in West Lafayette, although she does advise to call ahead if you want to see it. It is at 10:53, and need to get. Oh, let's go ahead and take one more phone call this morning. Hi, you're on the air.
Morning, Mike.
Morning.
Where in the devil's the snow piles at? You know, I don't like to be a poor sport about anything, but daggone it, I haven't heard a snow plow even out. This is, we've known for 3 or 4 days we was going to get something. If you can, and the news network, they keep changing the daggone thing, which way it was going to go. We was out to lunch yesterday, and some guy said, don't worry about it anymore. He says, it's going to go north. It ain't going to hit us, a shark, and we're going to make most of it. I don't know where he got his information, but he sure didn't hit it. They didn't miss it too far, but I haven't heard. There's our street hasn't been touched. The alley, I've always heard them go up. I usually hear them going up and down Denman Hill. I seen a guy getting a run for it to get up, but he was really flying. So I don't know whether he made it. I didn't see him come back down. But I was up 2 or 3 times in the night. You know, I mean, the road, I know it was drifting, and it was blowing like crazy. I can see my American flag flying straight out, and so you couldn't tell whether it was blowing off the roofs or not. But how much did we get, about 8 to 10 inches?
At 6 o'clock this morning, the airport reported 9 inches. And just out back behind the radio station here, you can tell just by looking at it that we got more than that. And that's even when you get away from the building and see that it wasn't drifting. So Jeremy's unofficial measure out back behind us here was 11 inches. There are probably some places, people listening right now, that got a foot or more.
Yeah. You know, this, I mean, heaven help us if we need to get an ambulance down here or fire truck. I imagine a fire truck could probably get there, but and somebody, and I did see a four-wheel drive vehicle come up and pick a lady up. she was out there trying to sweep, and she's up in years, and I was kind of keeping an eye on her because I'm not going to go out there in this kind of weather and sweep it. And I didn't get my snow blower out. I haven't had it started for about 5 years. But I think, you know, I thought sure that I haven't seen a city truck out. Usually you see them out when they know something's coming, putting some brine on or something, but especially a Denman and, you know, a hill. And, but, you know, I was up to Walmart on Saturday, and they'd brined that sloped when you're going out of Walmart where the traffic light is. Because, you know, if like you said, if you go to stop at a traffic light, you could slide right out into the four lane there. And if a trucker's coming up through there at 40 mile an hour, or 50, or 60 or 70, some of them don't seem to slow down, even if it is treacherous.
Well, we shouldn't be going 40 and 50 and 60 miles an hour when we have weather like this.
Exactly. And it just seems like people got to learn to drive all over again.
Yeah, we do. We go through it and get a little bit more careful each winter, and then spring, summer, fall rolls around. We have to hit the reset button every winter.
Of course, I realize it's a holiday, so a lot of people are not working. There's no mail delivery today, and I said, at Kimball's already, you had it on there that they were on the station that they were going to be or did I see that on the internet? They've already announced somewhere I seen it. They're going to be a day late this year or this week.
Yeah.
So I figured that, but they couldn't get here down here anyway. But Caffingham has not been plowed. Now I think Wilson has from Denman down, but I didn't hear him. But I kept seeing this lady, she kept looking up there. I don't know whether it went through and I didn't see it or not. But last night I did see a flashing light go up Denman, but that was before, you know, it didn't start till really late. Because I was up watching a couple of the ball games and I don't know. So, but I just, you know, they had plenty of warning on this, so I haven't seen anybody out. Maybe they're down there cleaning Main Street. That seems
well. My experience this morning is that, I'm talking. Actually, it was before 4 a.m., so it was after the worst of it, but it was still very, very early. The back streets, I'll call them where I live, they had gone down it. They had plowed one lane open. It was okay. I could drive all right once I got out on the street. 14th Street, the same there, and Ferry Falls Drive, the plows had been out that early. Once it got down to Otsego Avenue and 7th Street, now it's still treacherous, but it was better than it was on the back street. So my point is that the main roads that I drove on were plowed, and they weren't perfect, but they were out working very early in the morning, and there was a lot of snow, and I'm sure that there are some streets that they haven't gotten to yet. I know where you live. I can see why that one wouldn't be a top priority, but still, the people back there need to get out as well. Hey, good to hear from you. I need to get to a break before the top of the hour, and I'll be back one more time right after this.
Wilson Carpet and Furniture is your Coshocton dealer for Graber window blinds. You can choose from a large variety of quality custom-made window coverings that range from soft fabric cellular shades to solar and roller shades. Stop into Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton, for your perfect window dressing, Graber blinds, and take advantage of Graber's current free cordless lift promotion.
Updated cancellation. Optics Plus Vision Center is now closed for the day. Optics Plus now closed for the day.
Tasty Apple, maker of the best gourmet chocolate apples, is now hiring for their 2-week production period. Currently hiring for first shift, 6:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Offering 40-plus hour work weeks and attendance bonus will be available for those that qualify. Please apply in person from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Tasty Apple, 60810 County Road 9 in New Comerstown.
Papa John's Pizza has announced that the lobby will be closed until further notice. For all pickup orders, please use the drive-thru. And remember, Papa John's new location, 439 Cambridge Road.
Coshocton County is under a level 2. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 11 o'clock.
Listen to the WTNS Communication Lines Monday through Friday from 9 until 11 a.m. on WTNS-FM 99.3 or online at mywtnsradio.com.